Chapter 4. We stood in the sand on the beach, scared out of our wits. I first shushed Marie, then asked the police, "What is it I can help you with?" A man shorter than the chief, also wearing a blue uniform, took a step forward and spoke in better English. "Mr. Gaylord, we need you to come with us." The chief could double for the big screen actor, Gilbert Roland, his black hair greased back with Brill Cream and a narrow line of a mustache on his upper lip. His black eyes resembled the marbles my brother and I played with when we were kids, knowledgeable and cunning. Marie gripped tighter, digging her nails into my arm. I didn't flinch, the adrenaline from the threat throwing my body into full alert. I'd automatically shifted from a vertical to a horizontal stance, a horse stance, 1 foot ahead of the other, ready for the physical assault once I refused to go. Two officers were smaller and younger, the chief about my age, but I had weight on them, and most important, experience. Tamarindo was a quiet town, devoid of murder and mayhem. There was no doubt I'd been in many more violent confrontations and knew first with the worst would win the day. The worst these cops dealt with were drunken tourists, which were usually already corralled by the hotel staff. The entire town was more concerned with public relations than minor public disturbances. The same man who told me to come with him continued, "We will be happy to give your wife a ride home." I peeled Marie off my arm. "Go with him." She grabbed on again and yanked me down. "Please, please don't let this be happening." "It'll be okay," I said. "Trust me." "How do you know that?" Her tone harsh, accusing. The chief addressed Marie. "We are not here to cause you grief, madame. I promise you, my word of honor. We just need to talk with your husband."
"That's all?" she said. "Just talk?"
"That is correct, madame." "Go with him," I said again. "I'll be along a little later." Marie turned angry, pointing a finger at the chief.
"We are friends with Alec Vargas. He's going to be the next governor of the province, and he won't like you messing with us."
Marie never threw down the name card. It showed her desperation. "I'm aware of Senor Vargas's status in the political arena. Now please, we must hurry, Senor Johnson." He held out his arm. "Come." I kissed Marie, a kiss without emotion, my mind speeding to get a foothold, find a way to work this out. None of it made sense. What the hell was going on? All of us treaded through the sand to the wedding area, now being broken down by hotel personnel. Chacho came up holding my huaraches and handed them over.
"Everything all right, Gaylord?"
He said Gaylord with a little too much emphasis. "Everything is fine. Would you do me a favor and give Marie a ride home?"
"Of course, amigo."
The chief said, "But we would be honored to give her a ride. We are ruining her evening. It is the least we can do." "Thanks. I'd feel better if Chacho took her."
"As you wish."
Marie gave me a hug and whispered close to my ear,
"Is it Rosebud?"
"Hold off. I don't think so. Something else is in play here."
"You sure?"
"No. I'll call you." She didn't answer, nodded, and left with Chacho. Some of the pressure lifted now that Marie was no longer menaced by the police. She too had warrants for her arrest for kidnap and murder.